Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We are very happy to be joined right now by Matt Evans. He is with Channel 9 News to get his thoughts about Frank White, who has been removed as the Jackson County executive. Matt, really appreciate you making time for us today, man.
Carrington, my friend, it is good to talk to you again. You know, we had a good thing going earlier this summer with all the legislative moves in Jefferson City and Topeka, but I haven't talked to you for a while. How you been?
I'm doing fantastic. I was just going to ask you, have you been able to fill that void in your life by not coming on the show? But it sounds like you've been really struggling lately.
I have been. You know, man, I've found other outlets, but none have quite lived up to it.
So let's just start with this. I am not surprised that he got recalled. I am a little bit surprised that this was a beatdown of epic proportions.
Yeah, I mean, nobody is surprised that this recall happened. We were talking about it in the newsroom yesterday. You know, the question wasn't, does he survive or not? The question is, how bad does he lose? Because we've been talking to voters for weeks now. This recall election has been going on for a long time. And Frank White supporters have been hard to find in Jackson County, Missouri. You know, we tried, every time we tried to go do an election story, we want to get a Frank White supporter on because we want to be balanced on our coverage, and they were tough to find. So it was pretty clear that the majority of the county was not interested in retaining him as county executive. But 85-15, that's a huge difference. I mean, the turnout was low, as it's expected to be in an election like this, but that is a pretty strong rebuke of the county executive from Jackson County voters.
So if you're him, why would you try to fight this? I mean, the public has pretty clearly came out in resounding fashion and said, we don't want you in charge anymore. But maybe it's ego, pride, whatever you want to say. It sounds like he's going to try to fight this thing when the good thing for everybody would him for him to do would just be quietly accept this and just move on.
Well, you know, if you talk to Frank White, he's done some interviews here in the last few weeks that he hasn't done for a long time. He believes he's been unfairly targeted, and he believes that there's been dark money behind this effort to get him out of office. He thinks it's all because of the Royals and Chiefs Stadium's dealings. He's talked about how this effort to recall him has been funded by folks like the Heavy Constructors Association, who obviously are very pro-new stadium in Jackson County, Missouri. So he believes he's been unfairly targeted. He says that the county assessment mess was not necessarily his fault because the county was undervalued so much in its residential properties for years and years and years. So in his mind, he's done nothing wrong. He's been unfairly targeted. So that's probably why we will see a lot of these legal challenges play out in court, the latest of which was denied by the Missouri Supreme Court just less than an hour ago. So certainly there will be more legal challenges. If those get anywhere, though, is a whole nother question.
I think Frank could have really done himself a big service if he had just been more open and transparent from the very, very beginning. The fact that just he has been so elusive, he didn't come on radio shows like this, he didn't kind of make the rounds and just kind of communicate why he felt the way that he felt about the stadium. We can get to the taxes issue, which is a separate issue, but the fact that he was so hard to get a hold of for basically 2 years didn't do him a lot of favors when he actually needed those favors.
Well, that's certainly a case can be made for that. If you talk to Frank White, his argument is that he was held by NDAs, non-disclosure agreements for a lot of those things. He says he didn't want to show his hand as far as how negotiations were going. So certainly if you talk to him, he says he has good reasons for not being forthcoming with that information. Obviously, these negotiations are high profile. A lot of people want a lot of information. He was not comfortable providing that information. But yeah, I think even just a little bit, even just a nugget of information about some of these dealings could have certainly helped the public's view of him in the long run.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans of Channel 9, just getting his thoughts on Frank White, who has been recalled as the Jackson County executive. Matt, how much of this do you think is related to property taxes and people's frustration with that? How much of it do you think is related to the stadiums?
I think most of it's property taxes. I mean, that is something that every single person in Jackson County feels every year. When you go to pay that property tax bill, and it has doubled, tripled, quadrupled in some cases, and a lot of times there were seemingly no rhyme or reason behind it. I mean, that hits people directly in their wallets. Any voter I talked to in the last couple of weeks, they said property taxes first, but also the stadium mess second. So I think the property taxes was probably the final nail in the coffin for Frank White, because he has continued to defend the position of the county in this property tax mess that has seen multiple legal challenges, still under multiple legal challenges, and has not willingly rolled any of that back. So I really think when you talk to voters who were voting yesterday, they are upset about the property taxes, and they're hopeful that a new county executive can rein some of that in. Now, that is a huge question if they can or not. There's also going to be a question in November if the county assessor should be an elected position instead of an appointed position. That probably passes as well. So certainly there will be changes coming to the assessment department in Jackson County. Exactly what those changes are and if they can make a true impact when it comes to the final property tax bill, that's another question too.
The whole thing about the taxes, and we don't have to dive super into it. I understand that this is a sports talk show, but just from my understanding of it is people clearly could see that something was wrong, and their answer just seemed to be, oh, well, at every single turn, you got to pay it, which I think frustrated a lot of people. It wasn't just people who own homes. It was small businesses. So many people were affected by this, and there didn't really seem to be a lot of communication about what was going on. There didn't really seem to be a lot of empathy about what was going on. So you alluded to it. Some people have their taxes quadruple. A lot of people just don't have the extra income to now pay four times than what you expected to handle all of this.
Right. And you know, to Frank White's credit, he is correct by saying that a lot of Jackson County is undervalued on the tax rolls. When we saw huge increases in property values in the last 10 years, property taxes did not keep up with that. The problem is you can't bring it back in line in a single year, you know, because that's how you get those quadrupling taxes. So what a lot of counties have done statewide that haven't had this issue, if they've initiated a cap, maybe 15% a year, and then eventually you bring those values back in line with their actual value. But you don't do it all in one year because that's how you get that sticker shock. So, I mean, he's not wrong that certainly a lot of properties in the county have been undervalued for years. They tried to do it all in one fell swoop, and that's where a lot of problems happened. If maybe they could have stretch that out for a few years, you know, people might have been more understanding. You know, I get it. You know, I bought this house for this price. It's valued for, you know, $200,000 less. I understand there's maybe a discrepancy there, but, you know, do it little by little so it doesn't hit you like a ton of bricks when you go look at your tax bill.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans. Let's transition to the stadium. You mentioned that the stadium played a part in it. How big of a part do you think it played in it? I mean, it seems to me that both of the teams kind of use Frank White as a scapegoat for...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I don't think the Royals had a great plan. I don't think the Chiefs had a good plan. No one wants to blame Clark Hunt. No one wants to blame John Sherman. Let's blame Frank White.
I think you're right on it there, Carrington. I mean, when you look at what happened in Jackson County before this vote, Frank White was against the vote ever happening in the first place. He campaigned against the vote. Once it finally got onto the ballot, the legislature had to override his veto. So a lot of people saw that as the head of the county being unwilling to play ball with the Chiefs and with the Royals. And when people in this community are so passionate about both of those teams, they want to support them, you know, no matter what. And they see the person steering the ship at the county side not supporting them, not finding a way to support them. I think that sent a message to a lot of voters. And I think that the teams absolutely pointed to Frank White as a scapegoat in this process. Is that fair? Maybe not entirely. Did he play a role? He certainly did, because he campaigned against it. But I think that certainly was weighing on voters' minds as well. Probably not as big as the property taxes, but if you wanted to find a reason to vote Frank White out of office, you could have found a bunch. If you wanted to find a reason to keep him in office, you probably couldn't find as many, or you weren't going to be as passionate about going to the polls yesterday. People that went to the polls yesterday were upset. They were mad. They had reasons to be mad. And that's why we saw the vote go 85-15 against them.
It's kind of crazy, Matt, but in hindsight, what Frank was saying, he wasn't wrong. The Royals didn't have a great plan and were asking for a whole lot of money without a lot of transparency on what they were going to do with the money. The Chiefs' upgrade ideas were minimal at best. This kind of goes to my point earlier about just simply communicating the why and just being more transparent in the entire process. I don't really think that Frank was wrong in his opposition. I just don't think he handled it very politically or very diplomatically.
Yeah, I think you're right. And truly, the plans were flawed from both of the teams. And you can point to a whole lot of reasons as to why that is. But Frank, the way Frank played this politically was he held his cards close to his chest. He never really let other members of the legislature in. That angered a lot of members of the legislature because they're like, what are we doing here, Frank? We need to move on this. And Frank has said, you know, I signed an NDA or I can't talk about it. Trust me, I've got it. And well, he hasn't done a lot to get the trust from a lot of members of the legislature. There's been that, you know, a very, very tense relationship between the county executive and the county legislature now for years. So he certainly didn't play it very tactfully when it comes to communicating with the county legislature, communicating with the public, and then ultimately communicating his position.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans of Channel 9 for a couple of more minutes here. So back to the stadiums, what do you think the future looks like, at least from this perspective? I don't think that the Royals and Chiefs were going to do anything as long as Frank White held the seat that he had. But now that he's not there, what does it look like for Jackson County now that at least a perceived roadblock has now been removed?
Well, you know, I think for the Royals, it could make a difference because the Royals could go back to the county potentially and begin negotiating with them again. I mean, after we saw the vote fail, we saw a lot of comments from Royals leadership not wanting to work again with Frank White specifically. So the Royals have essentially, if they're going to stay on the Missouri side, they've been negotiating with the city of Kansas City, Missouri, primarily. Could this bring Jackson County back into the fold? It could potentially. We're also fairly far along in these negotiations. I mean, you got to remember that the lease expires fairly soon in stadium terms. There was going to be a deadline earlier this year in Kansas. That got extended. You know, so I think for the Royals, it certainly could play an impact. Coming back to the county, beginning those negotiations again with whoever the new Jackson County executive is. For the Chiefs, I don't know if it makes that much of a difference. I think we've always known the Chiefs' path in both Kansas and Missouri. The Missouri path would include another vote in Jackson County. Now, I don't think they need Frank White to get that done. I think the majority of the legislature supported that vote if the Chiefs do decide to stay on the Missouri side of the state line. So I don't know for the Chiefs if Frank White was as integral to their plans in Jackson County, Missouri. For the Royals, on the other hand, it certainly could make a difference.
Do you have any idea of what a timetable could be? I mean, this thing, the vote, failed in April of 2024, and we still have absolutely no clarity, no idea of what's going to happen. I don't think it's very likely that the Chiefs are going to announce their stadium plans during the football season. So are we talking about spring of 2026? So three straight springs and summers of having the exact same conversation?
It's the gift that keeps on giving, or in some cases keeps on taking. Yeah, I mean, as far as the timeline goes, if you remember over the summer, the Kansas legislature extended their Star Bonds proposal to the teams. Legally, they extended it for a full year. That was the only option they had under the law. However, the Legislative Coordinating Committee, made up of House and Senate leadership, said, we will only allow this offer to be accepted until the end of this year. So they've broken their deadlines before. They could break this one, too. Legally, they could. But if you take House and Senate leadership in Kansas at their word, the Royals and Chiefs need to make a decision on the Kansas side by the end of this calendar year. So we could certainly hear something by the end of this year. But again, that deadline, it's another arbitrary deadline. It could be broken, too. So I don't know what the timeline is going to be. It could be anything. But I think you're right. I think it likely extends into next year. I don't know how serious the Kansas legislature is about this deadline. They said they were serious about an earlier deadline over the summer, and then they clearly were not serious about that because they extended it. So, I mean, when you look at all the deadlines that have missed, all of the ups and the downs and the Royals and the Chiefs and the Kansas and Missouri and the different counties and all the things that go into this, it doesn't seem like we're anywhere closer to a resolution as we stand now than we were after the vote failed back in 2024.
Last thing here, Matt, and I appreciate your time. I would have never envisioned that we would have the extension to the streetcar before we have clarity on where the Chiefs and Royals are going to play. I would have, if you had told me in April that that would have been the case, I'd have called you a liar.
Yeah, I mean, you're right on it. And we might see a few more big things happen in Kansas City before we have these final deadlines. And, you know, I do understand that these are giant, massive, generational deals, and they take a long time to put together. But I think a lot of people in Kansas City are just ready for a decision and ready to figure out where these teams want to play ball.
That is Matt Evans of Channel 9 joining us on the show today. Matt, great stuff, man. Look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Carrington, thanks, man. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. That is Matt Evans joining us on the show today with Channel 9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston.
When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.